Gold Star family members of fallen U.S. service members killed in Afghanistan nuke Kamala Harris. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 31, 2024. Families of the 13 fallen United States service members who were killed during the Biden administration's Afghanistan withdrawal criticized Vice President Kamala Harris's statement criticizing Trump's visit to Arlington National Cemetery. Darren Hoover, the father of Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover. Coral Doolittle, the mother of Marine Corps Corporal Humberto A. Sanchez. Jacqueline, and Mark Schmitz, the mother and father of Marine Corps Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz. Steve Nicui, the father of Marine Corps Lance Corporal Kareem Nicui. Jim McCollum, the father of Marine Corps Lance Corporal Riley McCollum. Herman Lopez, father of Marine Corps Corporal Hunter Lopez. And Christy Shamblin, the mother-in-law of Marine Corps Sergeant Nicole G. criticized a statement from Harris in videos released by former President Donald Trump on Truth Social. In the videos, the families praised Trump as having treated them with the utmost respect, compassion, and understanding, and as someone who has taken the time to listen to the families' stories and help the families get some accountability from the Biden administration. The families criticized Harris for playing politics and issuing a heinous, vile and disgusting statement that was a political spin to help her look better. Kamala, we have been treated with the utmost respect, compassion, and understanding by President Trump. Something you and Joe Biden have refused to do since August 26, 2021, Hoover said in his video. Where were you and Joe Biden on August 26, 2024? Nowhere near Arlington Cemetery. You couldn't be bothered to be with us or even say our kids' names, just as you had done for the last 3 years. Neither one of you have called to speak with us or share in our grief. I wonder, Kamala, do you sleep at night securely in your bed or do you have nightmares of our kids because it was your incompetence and negligence that got our kids murdered? It is you who sent out messages on social media that are outright lies. It is you that has disrespected our families. It is you who knows nothing about service and sacrifice. It is you that has divided this country. And, it is you who is unfit to be the commander-in-chief. These are the only memories we get to make with our son. And, it is you who is playing politics and trying to detract from our memories made that day. The videos from the Gold Star families come after Harris criticized Trump in a post on X for filming during his visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Monday to honor the 13 U.S. fallen service members and take part in a wreath-laying ceremony. As vice president, I have had the privilege of visiting Arlington National Cemetery several times, Harris wrote. It is a solemn place, a place where we come together to honor American heroes who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service of this nation. It is not a place for politics. And yet, as was reported this week, Donald Trump's team chose to film a video there, resulting in an altercation with cemetery staff. Harris continued to claim that Trump had disrespected sacred ground, all for the sake of a political stunt, and referenced a debunked hoax that Trump had called fallen service members suckers and losers. If there is one thing on which we as Americans can all agree, it is that our veterans, military families, and service members should be honored, never disparaged, and treated with nothing less than our highest respect and gratitude, Harris wrote. And it is my belief that someone who cannot meet this simple, sacred duty should never again stand behind the seal of the President of the United States of America. I will always honor the service and sacrifice of all of America's fallen heroes, who made the ultimate sacrifice on behalf of our beloved nation and our cherished freedoms. The events that happened on August 26, 2024, with President Trump at Arlington National Cemetery, were solemn and in keeping with the reverence and respect that is given to all members of our military that are buried there. We invited President Trump, Hoover explained in his video shared by Trump. We are the ones that asked for the video and the pictures to be taken at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Hoover's video comes days after NPR released an article claiming that officials from the Trump campaign had gotten into a verbal and physical altercation with a cemetery official who had been trying to prevent the Trump campaign from filming and taking photos in Section 60 of the cemetery. In response to the article and allegations, Stephen Cheung, a spokesman for the Trump campaign, issued a statement that a private photographer was permitted on the premises. Kamala, your statement is nothing more than a political spin to help you look better in your presidential campaign against Donald Trump, Jacqueline Schmidt said in her video. You have never walked a single day in our shoes. Our kids were murdered because of your administration. And, You are partly to blame for that as well. What happened at Arlington? President Trump was invited by those families who have their soldiers buried at Arlington. Jacqueline Schmitz added the one thing Harris said in her statement that was true. No one should be running for president if they cannot honor military members, their families, as well as veterans, Jacqueline Schmitz added. So, I guess that means you should step down, Kamala. Steve Nikui blasted Harris in his video for ignoring the advice of generals, the Doha agreements, and countless other veterans and members of Congress. At no time have you reached out to me to offer your condolences, to offer thank you for Kareem's sacrifice and service, Nikui said. Not once have you honored him by saying his name. So, I said it for you. You have disparaged all 13 who have lost their lives as well as their families, exhibiting your lack of gratitude by your silence. I agree with you on one thing, that a person like you should never, and will never stand behind the seal of presidency. Mark Schmitz explained in his video that he was responding to Harris's heinous, vile and disgusting post alleging that Trump had been at the cemetery on Monday as a political stunt. Here we are on a beautiful holiday weekend day. I got to stop what I'm doing, spending time with what's left of my family to address a heinous, vile and disgusting post put out by Kamala Harris trying to incite those that don't follow the truth. That President Trump was in Arlington as a political stunt, Mark Schmitz said in his video. Shows you how much you know about the 13 families.